Meet me on Mount Carmel. Elijah the prophet said it, and hundreds of people came and saw Jehovah's lone spokesman face off against 450 prophets of Baal the bull god. It was not a battle with physical weapons, but a struggle in the spiritual realm. Whose prayers would be heard? Whose God was real? There could be, there can be, only one. As Elijah said to the people of Israel, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." Jesus later put it this way, "You can't serve God and mammon, God and money, or God and power, or God and personal pleasure, or God and self." Many want to be considered Christians, disciples of Jesus Christ, while focusing their lives on what they want, setting their own standards. But Jesus' claim on us, by virtue of his living and dying in our stead, is not a partial one. He died and rose that we might be his own, wholly and completely, without reservation or compromise. Is that how it is with you? How long will you waver between two opinions?